Advocates for a bail and criminal justice reform package station themselves outside the state Senate chambers in the final days of the budget talks, saying they intend to stay until the Republicans who rule that chamber agree to accept reforms proposed by Governor Cuomo in his State of the State message. The proposals include an end to cash bail for those accused of nonviolent crimes and steps for speedier trials. Cuomo, in January, highlighted the death of Kalief Browder in his speech as an example of why bail reform is needed. Browder's impoverished family could not afford the $3,000 that the judge set for bail.
An African American spent 3 years in Rikers waiting for his day in court to be heard on his charge for allegedly stealing a backpack. 3 years waiting to be heard for the charge of stealing a backpack. He was 16 years old. His abuse while jailed was so traumatic that Kalief Browder ultimately determined taking his life was the only way to stop his continuing pain.
Browder committed suicide 2 years after he was released from prison. Kalief's brother, Akeem Browder, was part of the protest outside the Senate.
For 3 years, they put Kalief in Rikers Island, a torture chamber. But for 3 years, they put my mother and my family in Rikers Island as well, at home. Our family suffered too much, and there's time right now in front of New York to do something about our bail reform system.
Democrats in the state assembly have already agreed to the bail reform measures. Other issues tied to the budget also face an uncertain future, including the Child Victims Act. It would raise the statute of limitations for filing lawsuits from age 23 to 50 and create a one-year window of opportunity for past victims to bring civil court action. Richard Tallner, who says he was abused by a priest as a teenager, says it's time to approve the measure.
The time is up, and the Child Victims Act is ready to pass, as it has in other states.
Deputy Senate Majority Leader John DeFrancisco says none of the items are ruled out of the budget yet.
Basically, nothing's done until everything's done, and things keep falling off the table, and new things keep coming up. It's the same as every end of session, but it's impossible to predict what's going to happen. Impossible.
DeFrancisco, who is also running for governor, criticized the practice in recent years of placing a number of unrelated items into the state budget. He says it just complicates the budget-making process and causes it to take longer for everyone to agree.
I wish there was 1 year when I was here that it was really just a budget, but that has not happened. It probably won't happen until I'm governor.
Education aid remains another sticking point. Governor Cuomo wants the so-called Big Five school districts, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, New York City, and Yonkers, to give a more detailed accounting of how exactly they distribute their state funds before he'll agree to any additional school aid. Education groups are objecting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.